this podcast replay. It's brought to you by VSS West Pines, your one-stop shop for any and all vape and smoke shop needs. When knowledge counts, call 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
Chris Carson, those of you that are in fantasy, you now lost him for 1 to 2 weeks. And props to Marcus Spears, because he went out of his way to rip Tristan Hill, a Cowboy. Did you see that video? That was disgusting. So Tristan Hill tackles Chris Carson, and while he's tackling him, he's also twisting his ankle and knee. Twisted it to the point that injured it, and he's out 1 to 2 weeks. I got to tell you something. There's no place in football for that crap. That's disgusting. Dude, you want to lay a lick on somebody? That's fine. It's legal. Don't hit their heads or anything. You know, don't do something dirty. But if you got them in the open field and they didn't see you, whatever, and you clocked them, that's the game. But to go out of your way after you tackle somebody to then try to injure them, I find that I personally feel you should be kicked out of the league for that. Or if not, at least you want to give them one break, you suspend them for 8 games. Not 2 weeks because the player's out 1 or 2 weeks. No. And if the player's out for the season, he should be out for the season. And if the guy's career's over, then your career should be over. That's what I would do. But if it's only 1 or 2 weeks, I'd suspend them for 8. At least. I'd rather kick him out because I find it so low life to do something. Like, I wouldn't mind if Chris Carson and two of his friends went and found Tristan Hill somewhere and beat the living crap out of him. I know it would be illegal. I know it would not be, you know, something that would look good on Chris Carson, but I would be laughing my ass off and I would be egging it on. Seriously. I am dead serious about that. I find it disgusting that you would actually try to injure a player on purpose like that. If this game is tough enough as it is, you're going to injure people when you hit them. They're going to get injured just by running and cutting sometimes. So you're going to go out of the way and twist somebody's leg so they have a knee or ankle injury. That's disgusting, dude. It reminds me of this crazy ass Raiders linebacker. White. Come on, man. What's his name? You know who I'm talking about. Crazy ass white. Romanowski. Romanowski.
Oh, that's Denver.
Same thing. Raiders too, bro. He played with the Raiders.
He played with the Raiders, but Denver originally.
Yeah. He was on somebody else's team too. He was somewhere else
also. Was he Tampa?
San Fran?
San Fran, yes.
Right.
San Fran, yeah. Denver.
Right.
Raiders.
So Romanowski had a moment where Meggett, you remember Meggett from the Patriots? So they tackle Meggett, and they're in the pile, and he is breaking Meggett's finger in the pile. And he talks about the story and all that. I have the soundbite. It's disgusting. It's gross. It's just stuff like, really, dude, that you're going to do that? The game's tough enough as it is, bro. Be a decent human being. It's got to be brutal for you to sack somebody, hit somebody, and then they're out for the year. You should feel bad about that. Not that you should feel bad about the way you played, but at least as a human being, you should feel for that other person that they're losing out on the rest of their season. It's part of the game. But if you're actually going out of your way after a legal play to do something that despicable, that's where I draw the line. So for me, Tristan Hill is a piece of crap like Bill Romanowski, and there'll be pieces of crap forever in my book. You don't get it back in my eyes. All right, let me see if I got any questions here to answer for you all. And let's see what we got here. DJ Swearinger is the dirtiest player in the league. How many careers is that dude shortened by now, yeah?